Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We are here on another morning that God has blessed us to see another day. He has blessed us to move forward in this week. He has blessed us to have all the activities of our limbs. The musical selection that you've just heard is by a band called Unbroken Light. They have a website, unbrokenlight.com, and they also have a Facebook. It's called Unbroken Light. They are a group that praise and worship, and they give honor unto God. And I just thank God for what he's doing with these connections that he is making, the spiritual connections that he's making among his people. And I am just excited because we're here now in Thursday. This week has gone by so fast. We've had so much take place this week. We have been faced with tornadoes and thunderstorms and flash flood watches and warnings, and God has prevailed. God has rescued us. God has preserved us. God has protected us. And so we are excited. I'm excited. I'm truly excited about what God is doing. I see him moving all around. I see him moving on this earth and in the land. And certainly, if you do not see him, then you need to seek him. Seek him. Seek him like never before. Because God is doing a new thing on this earth. And you certainly don't want to miss the new thing that God is doing. You don't want to miss his movements about this earth. You know, if you read the Bible, there's stories there that tell of, you know, instances where, you know, people heard miles and miles away that Jesus was coming to visit the land, that Jesus was there, and they made their way to him because they wanted to see his face. Today's assignment for May 21st, 2015, his kingdom assignment is Behold God, and it's Be Ye Transformed from Glory to Glory. So today you will behold God, you'll be transformed from glory to glory. And, you know, the beautiful thing about this is that this is a willingness. This is not something where you are fighting it. It's something where you are willing and available to be transformed as God takes you from glory to glory. And understand that you're beholding God and that people are watching you. So they should always see God. You know, I just, you know, walked away on yesterday from the session that we had yesterday, and God just dropped a song in my spirit. We shall behold him. We shall behold him. And that is just in my spirit. And so God is, you know, just, he's awesome. He's just awesome in all the things that he does. He's awesome in how he is teaching us. He's awesome in the revelation that he's giving us. And so I did a little research. So on, you know, the topic of behold, to behold means to see or observe a thing, a person, especially a remarkable or impressive one. And God is certainly remarkable and impressive. So we're going to see him. We're going to observe him. We want to see God. We want to see God. So when people look at you, they should see God. They should see what he has done for you. They should see how he has changed your life so that they may want that same change. They may thirst and hunger after righteousness. You know, so God is saying, behold me. Behold God and be ye transformed from glory to glory. The definition of glory is to a very great praise, honor, or distinction bestowed by common consent. And something that is a source of honor and fame and admiration. So, you know, God is, he's all of those things. He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be worshipped. He is worthy to be thanked. We give thanksgiving unto God. So if you're beholding God and you're being transformed from glory to glory, that means that you are praising God and your life should reflect that from the each level that God takes you. Transformed means to make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character of. It means to change. It is to change, to alter, to convert. And so we've got to understand that God is changing us. He doesn't want us to stay the same. In fact, he would want us to change. He would want us to change. He would want people to see a change in us. Have you ever seen, you know, you've got your friends that you hang around and, you know, and something was calling you to a greater call, answered that call, and God transformed you. He changed you. And as he began to work in you and he began to form relationship with you, the things that you used to do, you had no desire to do those things anymore. And your friends began to, you know, initially they may feel like, oh, my God, you think that you're better than us or what's going on. But the fact that they notice that there's a change, and I promise you they will continue to watch your life change. They will watch it. You'll be under a microscope. But when they begin to see that it is for the better, if you're consistent in the change that God is providing for you and the change that you're allowing in your life, if you're consistent, then people will begin to, your friends will begin to come and ask questions. Your friends will begin to, because they've got curiosity now. And now they want to know, what is this change that has come about upon you? And how can I too be changed? You know, I remember having a conversation with a guy, and I had been talking to him about tithing, and I had told him, I said, you know, it's in the Bible that you should tithe, give you 10%, and he didn't believe in that, so he kept going down his road, and I kept going down my road, and I would just be here, and I would be consistent with tithing. And he was doing all kinds of things with his money, and he was trying to find ways to do this and trying to find ways to do that with his money. And it just would never add up. And as he was, you know, going down his road, I was going down my road, and I was, you know, just consistent with honoring God with my finances. And God began to bless me, and God, you know, maintained me, and he sustained for me. And after a while, you know, he was watching my life, and he was seeing that what he was doing wasn't working. And after a while, he came to me, and he said, you know, things just seem to work out for you financially. I can't seem to get it to work. What are you doing? And my answer to him once more was, I'm tithing. Because he thought it was some miraculous thing that I was doing. It had to be some huge thing that I was doing. And I said, I'm tithing. I'm honoring God with my finances. And so in turn, you know, I was able to give him scripture. In turn, I was able to point him to ministry that talked about tithing. And then he, too, began to tithe. And as he began to tithe, he began to see God work in his finances. And so that's why it's important that we behold God. That's why it's important that we're available to be transformed from glory to glory. And so, you know, as I was doing my research, you know, I thought about how God doesn't want us to stay in the same place. He wants us to go higher. You know, sometimes we're reluctant to go higher because we want to stay. We get comfortable. We get content where we are. You know, it's just like having a job. You know, you find this job and you're working this job and you're really good at this job and, you know, now it's time for a promotion to another level. Sometimes, you know, I've talked to people, they don't want to go any higher. I like the job that I have. If I go higher, then I've got to learn a new job and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. That means that they're not, you know, available. They're not willing to accept the challenge. They're not up to the challenge, you know. And even though the higher level means greater lessons, the higher level means greater pay, the higher level means elevation and promotion, they don't want it. They're content with where they are, and they're good. And God never wanted us to get content. He never wanted us to be content. He wanted to take us from glory to glory. He wanted to do a work in us that was going to be progressive. He wanted to allow us to go through a process. It's, you know, kind of like baby steps. When you have a baby, you're not expecting that baby to go from babyhood to childhood, jump from babyhood to teenager. There's a process. And so God takes us through a process to get us from glory to glory. People are watching your life. They're watching you, and they're watching your character. As you go through trials, as you go through things, as you suffer persecution, as you encounter conflict, they're watching you. They're also watching you in the good times. But they want to know, are you going to maintain? Are you going to remain? And that's the thing, is that we've got to understand that when God is taking us to another level, he has to test us. He has to try us. He allows us to go through trials so that they may build us for the next level. When you're being promoted to another level on your job, you've got to go through training because this may be a different job. It's certainly going to be more responsibility, an extra responsibility, or it's going to be, you know, an upper level. And so you've got to be prepared for that. God prepares us. And God is really looking at our heart. God is looking at our attitude. What is our attitude when we're experiencing things? How are we going about it? How do we see it? You know, when I go through trials, God showed me how to not dwell on the negative things, but to pull the positive things out. See, it's much harder to pull out the positive things to dwell on the negative things. Anybody can just do that. You know, there was a young lady that I was talking to a while ago, and I said, tell me some things about yourself. She was, you know, everything she was telling me was negative. And I said, well, I don't want to hear those things. You know, the world can tell me those things about you. Tell me the good things about you. Only you can tell me those good things. I said, you got enough people telling me about the negative things. You got enough people that can draw on those things. Let's draw on the positive things. And so, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I used to have a car, and the car, when I would drive to work, the car would leak water. So I'd have to fill up with water before I leave the house to go to work. Then I'd have to go out to the parking lot after work and fill up with water and then try to make it home. And I had to do that each day. And you know what? As I was filling the car up with water each day, I would say, God, I thank you because it's water and it's free. God, I thank you because it could have been oil, and oil costs money. So, Lord, I thank you. Every time I went to fill that car up, I would thank God. And you know what? Not long after that, God blessed me with a brand new car. And so, you know, we've got to understand we can dwell on the negative. Yes, anybody can do that. But let's dwell on the positive. Let's pull the positive things out. Let's speak positively. Let our actions show positively. When people see you, they should see God. Doesn't mean that you should walk around with the Bible, just toting the Bible and chanting things. It just means that you should live a life of peace, a life of joy. Your life should be bearing the fruit of the Spirit. And so our base scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 through 18, King James Version. And it says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." You know, when God created us, he created us in his image. And so we are meant to behold the glory of God. You know, and we should behold him. You know, any time that someone needs crosses our path, they should observe, they should witness, they should regard, they should survey, they should view God. They should view what would God, you know, they have the little wristband that says, "What would Jesus do?" Well, then you should be a walking testimony of what Jesus would do. And you should be able to answer that, not just in biblical, topical, but you should also in the spirit, also in your actions, in your words, your deeds, you should be able to answer, "What would Jesus do?" Because you're beholding his glory. And, you know, it's really something because, you know, in order for us to be taken from glory to glory, in order for God to get us from level to level, we've got to have a certain level of humility. And that's where God wants us. You know, we are humbled to the point to where, you know, I am not worth, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the things that God has done for me. I am just a wretched man that was delivered from sin. And so, you know, God will take us. He can use us. He can mold us, you know, into something. He created us in his image. But because of sin, we've been broken down and beaten down, and we're no longer in his image. And so God has to build us back up. He has to impart wisdom and knowledge and understanding in us so that we can be preserved back to the image, to the initial concept. And God is so awesome in that he would take the time to do, he would take the time to mold us. And it's a remolding is what it is, because he's just preserving us and he's just putting us back into our initial place. He's replacing us back into the place where we were initially. He's just preserving the initial concept in us. It was always there, but the enemy has chipped away at us. The enemy has done some things to us. We've been through some things. We've experienced some things, and that image has been tarnished. It's been damaged. It's been, you know, broken, and so God is in the restoration business. He is in the business of restoring his people. He's in the business of restoring his image. And, you know, it is something, because even now God is saying that my image has been broken with the people. My image has been torn with the people. My image no longer represents me. My image represents man according to the people, because we have taken his image and we have distorted it. We have taken his image and we're not displaying it to the people. We have taken his character and man cannot see him in us. Man cannot see his glory. And it's because of pride. It's because of sin. It's because of evil. It's because of demonic, satanic spirits. And God is restoring. He is in the restoration business. We'll prevail. But you have to be a willing vessel. You got to be a willing vessel, available to be used by God, so that man may see God's glory, not man's glory. Everything that man has built is being torn down, because God will get his glory. So we've got to be cognizant that God is in the blessing business, but he's also in the cursing business, because he is not happy with how man has taken his image and torn it apart. He is not happy in how his image is being associated with sexual immoralities. He is not happy with how his image is being associated with false prophetic words, false teaching. He is not happy. And so God is in the judgment business. Man will not get the glory. God will get the glory. And his word says that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He is Lord. And I certainly would not want to be on that end of judgment. I would not want to be there. You know, God is, you know, he's mindful of us. God is a gentle God. He is our creator. And you got to understand that God is not playing with us in these last days. And so even Philippians 2:10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And you see now the name of Jesus is just being toiled with. It's being played with. And God is not happy. Romans 14:11 says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And you know, we're going to do it voluntarily, or we're going to do it involuntarily. It's really up to you. You know, God is summoning us to repent. And to move back into position, move back into our positions and our purpose that God purposed for us in our lives. Find yourself carrying out the assignment for today, not only for you, but for your sister and your brother, so that you can impart wisdom and God's knowledge and revelation in their lives. And you can point them to a path of liberty. You can point them to a path of peace. You can point them through to God, to his restoration, and to his destiny for their lives. Let's be found reaching out to our sisters and our brothers like never before. Let's be found moving in the way that God would have us move. Let's be found confessing God. Confessing the name of God, confessing the crucifixion and the resurrection, confessing that Jesus is Lord. Let us be found being the example that God would want us to be that leads ultimately to him and to his purpose and to his plan for our lives. God is so mindful that he would visit us this morning just to give us warning and revelatory knowledge. Just to give us inspiration for today before we move about. Just to give us instruction and guidance in what he would have us to do today on this very day, May 21st, 2015. And I thank God because he is mindful of his listeners. He is mindful of his people. He is mindful of his remnant. And that he displays his love every day to us. To us and in us. And I thank God for your ears. I thank God for this platform. I ask that God bless you today on today as you start out with your day and as you go about your day and even as you retire and end your day, that God is forever in your heart and on your mind and that God is imparting wisdom and knowledge on how to handle situations that you may encounter today. And that God is moving in your life like never before. And it's not for your glory, but for his glory. I thank God for you, the listeners, because you tap in to hear what thus said the Lord. If you'd like to reach me, I can be reached on my Twitter at PT with S. Butler. I can also be reached on my Facebook, Provoking Thoughts with Sonya Butler, with Prophetess Sonya Butler. And then I can also be reached by email, ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. Again, I'd like to thank Unbroken Light, the band, for supplying music for this podcast for the glory of God. As you go out through your day, I pray that you are blessed.